Without yonder, sometime better know the law. Sometime broke from Mary. Sometime in his mother-in-law. Sometime let's get on board. Sometime I wanna ball that jack. Sometime I tell my honey come back. Sometime I wanna rap that jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime gonna get my pal. Sometime way down yonder. Sometime below the law. Sometime move from Mary. Sometime to his mother-in-law. Sometime let's get on board. Sometime I'm gonna ball that jack. Sometime I tell my honey come back. Sometime I wanna rap that jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime gonna get my pass.
Uh-oh.
Well,
caught off guard.
Well,
well,
yeah. I wasn't caught off guard.
I was.
Sometimes.
Hello.
That's a little Bessie Jones.
Who is Bessie Jones?
You know, she's one of the Georgia C. Allen singers who's quite popular. And since this half hour, we're going to be talking about the music we're listening to. Surprise. And the books we're reading and the movies we're going to, the theater that's happening.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. And I just got back from teaching in Elkins, West Virginia, African-American Roots and Traditions music. And we did a lot of Bessie Jones folk church field hollers, you know, just good singing. And let me tell you, when you hear that, you can't do nothing but clap your hands.
That was why you're so into this right now. You just finished playing with this for...
Yeah, I just finished. I've been entrenched in African-American folk music. You know, the blues, as I said, the field hollers, the folk church songs, you know, like maybe the last time, sit down, servant, sit down, you know, and I love that. I love it. I grew up on it, and it was from way back in the 1800s, 1700s to now. We still sing the same songs.
Well, you know, and it's funny because the last hour we talked about the March on Washington and the Civil Rights Movement was the songs all came out of that.
Oh yeah,
tradition.
Oh yeah, yeah. I Shall Overcome became We Shall Overcome.
Right.
You know, and I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. That's the slaves, honey.
That's right.
You know? So we took the songs of the spirituals and we made them into songs of freedom. Still.
Right.
Because the spirituals were songs of freedom as well. You know, they were code songs, a lot of them.
Exactly.
You know, telling folks how to get through the Underground Railroad.
Ain't gonna let nobody lonely.
That's right. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Like a what? Like a tree.
Planted by the water.
Mark Stein is preaching. Thought you were Jewish, Mark. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm everything.
I am everything, too. We are the world.
Folks, join us here, 410-319-8888. Bring us your favorite music. Maybe the producers and Andre back there and the wonderful interns we have hanging out can find the music immediately, get it on the air, you think is your favorite music. What are you listening to now? What movies have you seen? What books are you reading? 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com.
Tell us. We need some ideas.
steinershow@gmail.com. Log on to Facebook. Tweet us at Mark Steiner, at Mark, M-A-R-C, Steiner, 410-319-8888. And let me remind you, before I forget, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you.
That's
more information at www.mecu.com. Here on the Mark Steiner Show with Leah Gilmore, Center for Emerging Media's cultural editor, activist, performer, musician, writer. How many things can I list? 410-319-8888. Bring us your songs. Someone's calling in now. Bring us your songs, the books you're reading, the movies you've seen you really want the rest of us to see. So?
What I'm reading right now is, for the third time, I am reading Kindred. And this is my favorite book ever.
No, don't say that.
You can't, why can't I say that?
Don't say that.
I love Kindred so much.
Because yesterday, I was in a meeting.
Uh-huh.
Was it yesterday we were in a meeting talking about a project we're working on?
Right.
And what I said in that meeting was, when I think of why the past is important, I think of one of the most favorite books of mine ever.
Oh, my God.
I said Octavia Butler's Kindred.
Okay, we're high-fiving in the studio.
Get out.
Okay, this is my favorite book of all time.
Yeah.
Kindred.
Oh, my God.
This is.
Do y'all know that book out there?
You have to read this book. Who's read that book? Raise your hands, producer people. You have to read this book.
Andre, you've not read that book? Man, you got to read this book.
Andre, I'm going to buy that book for you. Your address, and I'm going
to. Sinead, you didn't read that book yet? Have you read Kindred? No?
No, oh. It's a must. And some part of it takes, the significant portion of it takes place in Eastern Maryland.
Right.
I mean, so it's a very familiar book. We will understand the topography as well and the time frame. That book is absolutely brilliant. And the book that inspired me to do all these things, because I was a young, pregnant teenage wife. So I like the book I read.
Hold that one. Don't tell us that one
yet.
Don't tell us that one yet.
Let's leave them in suspense.
Because we're going to go to the phones, but I'm going to come back and talk about Kindred for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
But let's get our callers in.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I want to describe Kindred to you and why this book is so important. And if we had our archives at our fingertips, I would bring up the three interviews I did with Octavia Butler over the years before she passed away.
Oh, she was the woman.
Oh, my God. 410-319-8887.
Yeah,
she's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
410-319-8888. What books are you reading? What movies have you seen you want to have us all see and share with
or
you?
Or don't see. Right.
And what music. I'm hung up on right now listening to old Nina Simone because I found I can't get away from her at the moment. Her Strange Fruit was the most haunting rendition of that I've ever listened to.
I agree.
410-319-8888. Buford in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Buford. How are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Wonderful. We're doing great.
Yeah. I'm listening to Jay Soul. I don't know if you're familiar with Jay Soul. He's a local Baltimore artist.
Oh, good for you.
And he's really something, and he's got some nice stuff out. He's got an album out called Love Soldier, Urban Retrospective, and Black Sinatra, and he has a new album coming out now. He has a song online now called Control. And so you can go to Jay Soul and look him up. He's really good.
Okay.
And it's a good book that I've read, the Standing at the Fault Line. I don't know if you've read that book.
Standing at the Fault Line?
No, Scratch Line.
Oh, Scratch. No, I haven't read it.
If you want a black hero, this is a book to read.
Who wrote the book?
Wonderful. Who's it by?
Guy Johnson.
Okay.
And what we're listening to now, by the way, is Jay Soul that he was talking about.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, that Jay Soul, he's something else, man. And he's a local artist.
Well, thank you for turning us on to him, definitely.
And he's really got some beautiful stuff out. I listened to Eat a Poet MC, of course, Fertile Ground.
Oh, Navasha. At one time.
Navasha Dyer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Buford.
Thank you, Buford. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for the recommendations.
So, our producers got on it right away. They found this piece.
In like 10 seconds.
What are you reading? What are you listening to? What movies are you seeing? What should we see? What should we not see? 410-319-8888. Please join us. Write to us at steinershow@gmail.com. We really want to know what you all are listening to, watching. That was great. Now, before we get back to the next caller, just for one second.
Shall we talk about Kindred?
Let's clean up. Let's finish the conversation about Kindred.
Okay. First, the book that changed my life was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Oh.
Okay. Right. That really did gave me impetus to know I could keep going.
Yes.
Maya Angelou.
Right.
But when I read Kindred, it was breathtaking. You know, it is about time travel. It's science fiction, but it's science real. I mean, it's historically amazing. It's about this interracial couple.
In L.A.,
that's right. And the wife magically travels back in time.
She's black.
He's white. and the wife magically travels back in time to the plantation that her family grew up on.
In Easton, Maryland. Right.
Which is on the Eastern Shore. And then, make a long story very short, her husband travels back with her, and he has to pretend to be her slave master.
Right.
And the whole dynamic of their relationship is addressed. I mean, it is kind of like... It really is so metaphorical for how we live in the society with race and gender. But, I mean, we are not describing the greatness how well this book is written.
It's on my top 10 books.
It's my number one book. It's my number one book. For truly, it is one of those books I come back to at least once every year.
Yeah,
I do. I come to it once every year.
Do you really?
I really do. And I have given this book out to so many people, especially young people. You know, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get you that book, baby. That's right. I'm serious.
Yes, young people everybody needs to read this book.
Everyone needs to read this book. Please, please run to Amazon. You can get it.
Someone just called in just to say, and folks, call in. Don't just hang up. Call in and talk to us on the air. 410-319-8888. I want to know what you're listening to. What are you sneaking right now listening to at work, or what you listen to in your car as you're driving?
I do that.
What movies you see? What movies you watching on demand? What movies you watching on Netflix?
Right.
You know, what did you go out and see recently? What music has really hold you? And our listener did call in and say that Buford, said the caller just called to say that Buford is a well-known jazz singer himself.
Oh.
And we'll play his piece in a minute. This is My Jam, I Bid You Good Night, a classic song from Bahamas. We'll play that in a minute and hear his rendition of that.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. Great, well, Buford. You should have told us that.
You should have told us that.
Yeah, but we really do want to hear what you're listening to, because you know what? I want to know. I mean, I love to find out new things and what books are out there.
Have you seen the movie, the only movie, I've seen a few movies recently in the theater, but 20 Feet from Stardom?
Everyone has told me about this movie.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. Everyone. I've got people around the world who've emailed me about this movie.
Beautiful movie.
And
music
where
is great.
Is it still playing in
D.C.? I think
it's
at the Charles, right?
Is it still at the Charles?
I'll check while we're talking.
Okay.
Keep talking. I'll look.
I'll keep talking. Right. Well, 20 Feet from Stardom is about the life of a backup singers.
Right.
And, you know, backup singers have very, very, very full careers. I mean, these folks sing for so many different artists, and they're so important to the art as well. And I thought it was just brilliant to make a movie about backup singers and call it 20 Feet from Stardom.
And it's,
because they get paid quite well.
It still is at the Charles.
Oh, wonderful.
It's still at the Charles.
So I can go see it.
Yep.
Now I need a date.
You have your husband?
He doesn't go to movies.
He doesn't go to movies?
He says he falls asleep.
He ain't going to fall asleep at this movie.
I know. Look, Mark, talk to him.
I'll call him up.
Yeah, call him up.
Go to the movies. Don't miss it. He loves music.
And I'm going to go see this movie. If it's still at the Charles, I'm going to go this week before I start my travel.
And then Valerie went with a group of women to see it afterwards.
Right. Yeah, maybe I'll get some girls together, you know.
Girls' night.
That's right. I don't ever have that, so maybe I can have one.
You should have one.
Right? Okay. I'll call Valerie.
Just see it again. 410-319-8888. What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to? What movies are happening for you right now? I'll tell you one of them. So we go to the phones here. Leonard Pitts was on the show with his new book, Friedman.
Mm.
One of the best novels I've read in a long time. Unbelievable novel.
I'm going to have to go check it out. It's Friedman?
It's about a man who had run away as a slave, mm-hmm. ended up in Philadelphia. Was taught, quote unquote, the King's English.
Yes.
But then after, and when the bells rang that the Civil War had ended, he went south in search of the woman that was his wife.
Oh, I've heard of this book. Yes.
Amazing, complex story. White characters, black characters.
Right.
He's a wonderful writer.
So I shall definitely check it out.
Oh, one of my favorite books I've read in a
definitely.
long
Give
time.
The writer's name again.
Leonard Pitts.
Okay.
He is a columnist definitely. For the Washington Post.
Yeah, no, I know. Right, exactly.
An amazing writer. I read a lot of books for this show.
Right.
So when people say, what are your favorite books? I try to think of the times when I don't have to read for the show. But
or, you know, sometimes we get so overwhelmingly busy that it's difficult to read. Now, you know, that's when you need to just stop.
Yes.
Because when it's difficult to read, it would be great to hear more from the callers.
Let's do that right now.
Yeah.
410-319-8888. What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Alan, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, Alan.
How are y'all doing?
We're great.
I'm listening and watching to an eclectic bunch of stuff.
At the same time, I'm reading
Good Intentions by Ogden Nash. I'm rereading What Is to Be Done by Lennon. Rewatching old Ernie Kovacs movies.
Ernie Kovacs.
Oh my God. You are eclectic.
I'm really fascinated by the sight gags of Ernie Kovacs, and I just saw Our Man in Havana, and that just really intrigued me. I was wondering why I couldn't get it at my favorite video store, and it deals with creating illusions of weapons of mass destruction. It's in black and white. It's Carol Reed, and it's just amazing. And I just came back from the Charles Theater seeing Jazz on a Summer Day, and I'm
wow.
And that's, you know, I have a peripheral friend, Jimmy Jufri, who passed away, who played the, when it opens up, it plays that. And so just to make matters even more bizarre, I'm listening to Blossom Dearie, who is just an amazing singer, and Frank Sinatra. And I can hear the influence of Blossom Dearie on Frank Sinatra. And just some of the amazing quirky lyrics that Blossom Dearie has, especially a song called Everything I've Got Belongs to You, where she says, I've got eyes to give you lots of dirty looks and words that do not come from children's books. Mm. It's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. And
wow.
I'm hoping that people will be reading my novel, Bugged, which will be coming out. Take care. Mark, you got the wisdom of the ages. You write the book. I just read the pages.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
On the way back to the phones, Valerie just wrote in saying, don't forget to talk about Fruitvale Station.
Oh.
We saw the movie before it came out.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man.
By Ryan Coogler, who's a first-time director, wonderful young man from Oakland himself. But the movie was just... It was stunning because you knew... First of all, it was really well made, incredibly well acted, and you knew what was going to happen to him.
Right.
So you're watching this man and his girl he loves and the little girl that was the light of his life and trying to make it as a working-class black man, trying to get through it, done time, trying to do right, trying to make a life, doing all this. And it was such a well-made movie. There was not a dry eye in the house.
Right.
But you need to see this film.
Right. It is a tough film, but it's a difficult, but that doesn't mean it's something that you should not see because it is brilliantly made. It absolutely is.
You saw it.
Now, I have heard about it, and I know a lot of people who worked on the production, and I am going to see it this week, and I am emotionally preparing myself for it because, you know, I've had a couple of friends tell me, Leah, you really, as they know me, okay, they know how I am, because for movies, it's transcendent for me. That's why I go. I go to escape. And a movie like Fruitvale is not an escape.
No, it's right here.
You know, it's right there, you know. And my escapist movie, do we have phone callers?
Let's go to callers.
410-319. Yeah, because I'd rather hear from them than me.
Come right back to your escapist movie.
Okay.
410-319-8888. Daniel in Waverly, you're on the air.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your awesome recommendations. My friend Ben will be happy to hear that Kindred has been echoed by you guys.
Wonderful.
And that's on my list.
Good. Have you read it at all?
No. He's been telling me about it, and it goes to the top of my list now.
Okay. Then you call back, and then we really talk.
I will. I'm going to check in. I got some CDs of music to pass on.
All right.
Okay.
I saw a hot quartet at Ondine Music last Friday, Mara Rosenblum Quartet. Beautiful piano-based jazz with alto sax player Darius Jones fronting the group as well, Virginia Beach's own. And brilliant music if you like piano quartets and stuff coming out of French Impressionism as it evolved into
That's fascinating.
Beautiful music. Couple others. Oh, of course, Joshua Redman has a new one out, Walking Shadows, and he's
Oh, I love him.
Orchestra backing him up and kind of in an old school arrangement, and it works, which is gorgeous. And finally, been tracking down some Ngoni music from West Africa.
Oh, wonderful.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What?
So there's a new one called I Speak Fula on Sub Pop Records, Baseko Koyate in Ngoni Ba. And of course, after having seen that documentary film, which I would recommend highly to everybody, Throw Down Your Heart, where one of our great banjo virtuosos travels up and down Africa seeking the roots of the American banjo and finally arriving in West Africa.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's a spectacular CD and movie. And there's, as you know, Mali and up and down the West Coast is just infinitely rich. It never ends.
Right. We can hear the blues when we listen to Malayan music.
Absolutely.
I was called Malian music and some West African music, blues without the pain of slavery.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. Because we brought it over here and did something else to it. But we made magic over here.
Oh, no question.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But that's so well said.
Daniel,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. Those are some excellent recommendations.
Should we go back to the phone system?
Yes, definitely.
410-319-8888. Daniel, thank you for those. Really, I wrote them all down.
I did, too.
We'll get them up on the website. Kelly in Baltimore, you're on the air. Hi, Kelly. You're on the air. Welcome.
This is Kelly.
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
No, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, all right, well.
Hi, Rob. Nice to hear talk to you.
Yes, indeed. It's good to listen to you guys. I'm
wonderful.
I'm riding down the road, and you guys are giving up so much information. Do you have a website where you can put this on
yes,
the web?
Yes, it will be there. It'll be at Steiner Show, S-T-E-I-N-E-R, steinershow.org. After the show goes off the air, they will link to all the stuff we're talking about.
That is great because
fantastic.
There's so many things that you guys are talking about, the music that the man was talking about, and the book by Mr. Pitts that you're talking about, and I'm going out and I'm going to get it all.
You can buy them a Pitts book in paperback, too, so it really is, you want to read this book.
I'm definitely getting it.
I definitely want to. I have a young man who's
have you read Kindred?
Morgan, and he needs to get some of this information.
That's right. And I'm a Morgan Knight, so he's going to a great school.
I'm a Morgan Knight also.
So there you are. Okay.
Great minds think alike.
There you are. Have you read Kindred, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay, get that on your list.
I want to do.
Okay.
I read technical books.
Yeah, I do too.
Anything to do with science and math and things of that nature, I don't read. And my wife has told me over and over that I need to start reading.
Well, one of the things
husband did for me. I read a lot of political books because that's the world I worked in. And he said, you have to read something else. Okay.
Rob, thank you so much. Please check our website out
after
the show's over. We're going to play some of the piece that Daniel called in about Baseko Koyate. I Speak Fula.
Wonderful.
And we're going to play some of that under as we go to our next call.
Perfect.
Here's some of that. We only have like 5 minutes left, but you do... We didn't do a whole hour just music.
That's what I say all the time.
Well, why don't you insist on it instead?
I'm going to insist.
Well, when are you going to come back and do it then?
I can come back later this month.
When later this month?
In 2 weeks. I don't know how much is this month is left. I could come back.
All right.
Yeah, seriously. Let's make it happen. I think people want to talk about this.
Kelly, very quickly, to the phones. Kelly, you're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted
Kelly.
Make a comment. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, we can.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Fruitvale Station movie that I just saw. And, you know, you brought up a good point about, you know, the fact that you go to the movies to sort of escape from these things. But it just left me completely feeling disempowered and very upset, especially so soon after Trayvon Martin and that incident. You know, and I just feel like that movie could have been displayed in a more powerful and, you know, empowering way.
Well, but it was done in the way it really occurred, is what he was trying to say.
Right,
this,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
and those
right,
are the
but,
difficult
you know,
things.
Just,
you know, when, yeah. Right. And I know, and I think we were talking about the same thing. I try to escape too, but I'm definitely going to go see Fruitvale Station, and I'm preparing myself for it.
So. Yeah, and it just seems like at the end, you know, they could have shown more of the movement sort of, you know,
yes.
versus just
yes.
focusing in on the yes. loss. Yeah. And,
there definitely
you know,
was a movement afterwards.
Exactly. That's what I feel like we should have been able to mm-hmm. see more of. So I was a bit disappointed about that. I just wanted to call in and give my opinion.
No,
that's great. This is wonderful, and it's good to hear that.
I mean, I think America is standing up all over the world. It's one of the reasons every Friday now we are bringing you a conversation with Rosa Aguilar about mm-hmm. demonstrations and protests taking place all across America.
That's right.
It's happening here and everywhere.
We have to be proactive. We cannot be quiet. You know, we're just as guilty when we are silent.
First of all, thank you, Kelly. And my dear friend and sister, Leah Gilmore.
Thank you,
Culture
Mark.
Editor for Center for Emerging Media. Wonderful artist, activist. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll do this again soon before you go away.
We're going to do this. No, we're going to do this in 2 weeks. I'm going to call Mark.
This is fun. Well, this is a lot of fun.
Okay.
All right.
And you're going to be happy about it.
I was happy about it. What are you trying to say? On the way out the door, let me say this. The Mark Silent Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. mdhope.org or 877-462-7555. We just got word that Jack Grammond passed away, one of our great journalists, Grammond and Witkover.
Rest
at 85
peace.
Years old, yes. One of the great journalists of our time passed away. We'll remember him more tomorrow. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Marvronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Daniel Dupree, Alexander Rudy, and Sinead Hawkins on the phones today working with us here. Mm. Our theme music
Doing
by Wal
a
Matthews.
Great job.
Our theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. You can go to steinershow.org, find out all the songs, everything else we were talking about today. Also download and listen to our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, I'm Mark Steiner.
And I'm Leah Gilmore.
Stay tuned now for one of the best radio shows around, Michelle Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let my honey come back. Let my honey come back.